The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If LeBron opts out, there's 0% chance that he's a Houston Rocket because the Rockets can't afford to sign him outright.
They could do it, but realistically, no. I mean, there's like a 2% chance you could pull it off.
I think it's zero because I don't see them. What it would take would be Capella basically letting Capella walk away somewhere else and gutting the rest of this team.
I wouldn't be shocked if they did that, though, if they had that opportunity. Favorites to win the NFL MVP from Bovada. They're all quarterbacks.
Aaron Rodgers.
Mr. Danica Patrick is the favorite at 13-2.
Man, every time there's a list, he's not, I don't know that he's like so much worlds better than everyone else. He's good. I'm not like trying to say something crazy. Like he's also
getting broke a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I'd have him. You know what? I would fade him here.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero. I don't know, at Degenerates 975. Can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you are so inclined, you can watch us on live stream at ESPN975.com. Just go to watch us on live stream. Some sort of breaking news here. Astros will place Carlos Correa on the 10-day disabled list with a sore back. No corresponding move yet, although A.J. Reed is back up as Yuli Gurriel is on the 3-day paternity leave.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, so I guess there's a little...
Congratulations,
a little Yuli. Gurriel out there. A little racist Yuri, Yuli. Keep saying Yuri. See, this is the KGB agent in me. Okay, I'm probably in the minority on this. But everybody always says, oh, being there for the birth of your child will be something you never forget. I don't really remember the birth of my children.
I do, yeah.
I remember parts of it, but I mean, I have so many other memories of them that are better than them crawling out of a C-section and looking disgusting. But that's just me, I guess. So apparently Correa is only, I mean, looks like next weekend he should be back, but they can fade a stretch without him.
Yeah.
They've got some depth.
Guessing that means Bregman at short or Marwin.
I'd probably use both, but yeah, I'd probably put Bregman there, and when Gurriel's back, he can move to third. He can play Reed at first. I mean, there's some options there. But I'm guessing Marwin gets a lot of time there too. Maybe you don't want to move Bregman around, although pretty solid at shortstop. So, although you still hate him,
yeah. I mean, good baseball player, but yeah. I still don't like him.
713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I mean, I've got some sports stuff, but. You know, do we want to? Where do we want to go here? Because the show's been pretty non-sportsy, which has been fun.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, because I got plenty of that stuff. I got plenty of sports stuff still, because we haven't gotten to really anything on my list, which is fine.
Yeah,
it means there's plenty of other
things
to get to. Did you see the Better Call Saul season 4 trailer air the other night?
No,
they did air a trailer for it.
What was it after?
I don't remember what I was watching. But I was watching Preacher, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
And it aired during Preacher, a Better Call Saul. And I said, I think it starts in August, which, man, I'm looking forward to that show.
So you're still on Preacher?
Yeah, yeah. It's I think you ejected after the season ender of one.
Yeah.
They did all like in New Orleans last year. Which
wasn't season
cool.
two only like 5 episodes?
No, they had more than that.
Full run?
It was like 10, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about some of these. And this is why I don't really get into network shows too much. I think it's impossible to sustain interest for 22 to 24 episodes.
It's too much.
And that's why I've been watching this Chuck that I guess aired a few years ago. It was on NBC, and they've got like 22, 24 episodes each year. That one's actually kept my interest.
Is it a sitcom?
Sort of. I mean,
are they independent episodes?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's that one, you know, but it only went like 4 seasons, I think, and I'm almost done with it. But man, most of these, it's so hard to stay interesting for that long. It's like, it's kind of ejected on, I ejected on Blacklist. It's just like, okay, this, you know, they fall into these cliches and tropes that they have to do. You know, the whole Luke, I'm your father thing. It just turns into every single one of them. I think that's why the ones like, you know, Law and Order and NCIS and things like that, they're basically just the same story with different characters. I think that's why those hold up, because it's not continuous. But that's why, I mean, but you look at Better Call Saul, and really any of these, like, to me, if Westworld had tried to do 22 episodes this year, I would have never made it.
No, it's too much.
I would have been gone after 4.
Or Chuck, are they hour episodes or 30 minutes?
I think they're 45, so I guess they were an hour when they ran.
Okay.
But they don't seem like 45. Like, to me, that show Barry on HBO was only 30 minutes. That felt like the longest 30 minutes. I mean, I like the show.
This is my take. If a show is only 30 minutes long and it's a struggle for me to watch,
yeah,
I'm not watching that show.
Well, it wasn't a struggle. It just seemed like much. It just dragged at parts where you thought, wow, this is way longer than 30 minutes. And then on the flip side, like Rick and Morty, I can't get enough of that. And it winds up being like 22 minutes because of commercials. So 713-780-ESPN. Xavier says Zumo sausage are perfect when boiling crawfish. I've been told that. I'm not a big crawfish person, but yeah, that's a good use for it. There's some other TV news too. I mean, we're kind of on a TV thing, but let me find these here. I've got a couple actually. I also, if we get any more information on that shooting, I will weigh in on that because it was a newspaper. But right now, I still don't know enough about it to really dive in.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy who traveled all the way to Russia to see England and he forgot his tickets in the UK?
No.
What an idiot. Isn't that the first thing you do before you go to a game? And now most of them are on your phone, at least here.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
But it's Russia, so who knows? But, yeah, apparently he made the whole trip there and forgot his ticket. God. Who the hell is that yelling out?
Lance Erline.
Is that Lance?
Yep.
Okay.
Listen, he can do no wrong.
Yeah, if it's Lance, I'm not saying anything. Yeah.
What are you going to do, complain? How dare you?
Yeah. But, yeah, my other TV news was the Daria thing we mentioned earlier. And apparently the 70 episodes that they've signed on to do Rick and Morty, there won't be any more waits between seasons like there was this time. So that's my other TV news.
All right. A lot of TV talk today.
Yeah, that's okay. And Jong not engaging. This is what he does. He does this whole Comicast thing, which did that air today? Did that drop today?
Yes.
That's all you got?
No, we talked a lot of Ant-Man Wasp, and we did some. Did you know the like Pokemon is the highest grossing franchise of all time?
What is?
Of anything like
what is it again? I didn't hear what you said.
Pokemon
made more money than Star Wars.
Yes, $59 billion dollars.
Good for them.
Star Wars, man. I think, is at $42 billion.
My kids love Pokemon. They love it. I don't get it, but they love it.
They my son still. It's like even at he's about to be 20 years old, he's still into it.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it never goes away.
That's crazy. I keep hoping like my older son is going to get to a point where he's like, yeah, Pokemon's not that cool anymore. And he's only 10.
Yeah, I kept waiting for him to get over it. In fact, we were at lunch a couple weeks ago.
Does he
ago.
Like play the card games and stuff?
I don't know if he still does all that, but I asked him if he was still into it, and he starts going on and on about, yeah. I think Pokemon Go kind of kept it going.
Yeah.
For him. So I don't know, but yeah, it's one of those things I kind of wished he'd be over.
Man.
Fred, if you had a Meeseeks, what would you have it do for? That's another one of my favorite episodes. I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me. You know nothing about any of this. So.
No. Looking at the rumors on what the San Antonio Spurs might do.
Yeah.
And the Spurs have engaged with talks with Boston.
Boston.
And the thing is, sources told Sporting News that the Celtics have no intention of trading Jason Tatum whatsoever this offseason, even in a deal for Leonard. Wow. That's... If I'm the Spurs and I just say, no thanks.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not willing to give up Jason Tatum for freaking Kawhi Leonard...
Then well, but here's your concern if you're the Celtics. First off, the guy's coming off a pretty serious injury. He hasn't played in a year. Second, he's indicated he wants to go sign in L.A., so you're getting him for 1 year. Is it worth giving up that guy for 1 year? I could kind of see why they would say no to that.
Yeah, although maybe there's still a possibility of a sign and trade with the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs could extend him and then trade him. Like, that's not out of the realm of possibility. But
yeah, why would he do that?
I don't know.
See, he's still got a year of his contract, though. He doesn't have to do anything. If he wants to go to L.A.,
yeah,
then, yeah. So from a Celtics perspective, I could see that.
The Celtics are also reluctant to go into the luxury tax. And if the Celtics did trade for him, they would have to give new contracts to both him and Kyrie Irving next summer. So, and that won't come cheap. So it's understandable why they've got some trepidation about it. The Lakers are offering former number two pick Brandon Ingram. And, you know, yeah, I guess you could do that. But even that doesn't seem like you're getting equal value. I don't know if you can. I think what this means is I don't know if you can get equal value for
I don't think you're Kawhi going Leonard. To. But it's going to take a lot more than Brandon Ingram as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I saw something today that said the Spurs could trade Kawhi Leonard to Golden State for Klay Thompson. And then Golden State, I mean, they actually probably get better. And Klay Thompson, you would get to see what he can do as the number one scoring option on a team, which would be interesting if you're the Spurs. But Klay Thompson's another guy who's got 1 year left, and then, you know.
Yeah. Well, they both do, so that would make more sense. Kind of. Although
if I'm the Warriors, I'm not messing with anything.
Yeah, yeah. Especially again, guy coming off of a full year without playing, and he's a great player.
I'm saying you couldn't catch me.
And yeah, and does he fit in with what they do? I know Klay Thompson does, and he's a really nice weapon for them to have. 2-1 says, speaking of TV, I'm still thankful for you guys turning me on to Banshee. I love that show.
What a great show! Yeah, somebody said they just started watching Justified.
I think you've always said this too. I think that was the best written show on television.
It was very good
for the longest time. But yeah, I'm getting a lot of people telling me I'm 30 years old and just got a Pokemon tattoo.
What?
So I can see it, man. I can see it.
He's got to be married. If he's not, he's done. I mean, like that's. If you're,
let me tell you. If you want to go pick up Japanese girls, you need to be in a Pokemon.
You need a Pokemon tattoo?
That wouldn't hurt.
Why don't you have one yet? You love Japanese girls.
I do, but they don't love me.
Mm.
Most women don't, frankly. Because I'm a disgusting old troll. Squeeze in a couple calls. Porter. What's up, Porter?
Hey, guys. I heard you ask the question, what was the first show to use the N-word? It was actually the Roy Rogers Show, of all things. Roy Rogers used it, and he got so much flack for it that the following week they changed it to the much more politically correct term of darky.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. When was that? The Roy Rogers Show was on in, like, the 30s, right?
Was it that far back?
I don't know.
Some of the stuff they did back then, I mean, like Al Jolson wearing blackface and things like that. All right, we'll squeeze in.
The Roy Rogers Show aired from 1951 to 1957. I was wrong. Okay. About 30s was a... Maybe I'm crazy.
Interesting. All right. I'll regret this, but before we go to break, OU Mike. Go, OU Mike.
Hey, guys. I heard y'all talking about a lot of the old TV shows. A lot of them I'm not real familiar with. Was the Dick Van Dyke Show about lesbians?
Yes.
Yes, it was. It was one of the... Yeah. There was a joke about... I can't say it. I probably can't say it on air. I'll ask you off air and see if it's something we can do. There was this movie... God, what was it? Was it... I can't remember the name of the movie, but it had the unknown comic in it, and he was going around telling all these jokes, and one of them involved the Dick Van Dyke Show. And a couple of lesbians. So, we'll see. Aren't you supposed to do Bill Advisor here?
Oh.
Yeah, you're just...
I know, it's my turn.
Yep. It's on you.
My bad. It's always on me. Hey, guys. Got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. And I've been telling you about them for a while. And hopefully, you've already started using their service. And if you have, you're saving money. Congratulations. If you haven't, you need to do it. If you've got a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably overpaying. You probably got a great price up front. That's called an introductory rate, but then your bill goes up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just your bill. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They are so confident they're going to save you money. If they don't save you at least $300, you're going to get every penny back. There's no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323 and let your personal bill advisor get to work for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
ESPN. 97.5.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Joel Blank tweeted out that he's okay after his car accident, so...
Oh, I didn't even know he got in a car accident.
Yeah, he did. Somebody ran a red light and hit him. May have been texting.
Mm.
But, yeah. But, unfortunately, you're not part of Team Gao until somebody has run into your car and almost killed you. It's happened to Jong. It's happened to AJ. It's happened to me. It's happened to AD. So, welcome to the club. Joel, your hat and t-shirt are in the mail, sir. Okay, so that movie... I was talking about was called Night Patrol from 1984.
What movie?
The movie where it had a Dick Van Dyke joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With the unknown comic, Linda Blair was in it.
From
J.P. Morgan. Linda Blair from Exorcist.
Nice.
So I barely remember this. I remember there were two or three jokes in it that were pretty funny, but it says a hapless police officer is transferred to the night shift even as he clandestinely pursues a career as a stand-up comedian. So.
It sounds like a horrible movie.
You know what? In 1984, I thought it was funny.
There's a lot of stuff that we thought was funny in the 80s that ended up just not being
well,
that funny.
I'll tell you one that I thought was hilarious when I was a kid, and then I watched it a couple years ago, and I'm like, why did I ever think this was funny? The Jerk with Steve Martin.
You didn't like that?
No.
I think it's...
No, as a kid, like I loved
classic
it.
Classic comedy.
No, but it doesn't hold up at all. I watched that and go, this just isn't funny. There's nothing about it that's funny. And to me, like Animal House, I could watch that every day.
Oh, that's the
and
best.
I will laugh every time. And that's pretty much the same era. But yeah, for some reason, that movie just does not hold up for me.
You know, a movie was good in the 80s and not good now? Footloose.
I don't know that it was good in the 80s.
Well... You got to remember, you were older than me in the 80s, but like,
true.
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie back then, and now it's like, oh, that's not good at all.
What about Top Gun?
I didn't like Top Gun.
See, I liked Top Gun. I liked it even more when I found out it was
about... And I don't want to see Top Gun 2.
Well, once I found out it was about gay guys, I really liked it because I thought it made it more clever.
What about Weekend at Bernie's?
Never was a big Weekend at Bernie's guy.
What other movies were in the... I've told you before that my favorite movies when I was a little kid that I always rented from the... At the time, in Sweeney, there was only a gas station, or there was only a grocery store movie rental place for the longest time.
Right.
So we had to rent the movies at Stewart's Grocery Store. And I used to always just rent the same two movies over and over. And it was Howard the Duck and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And Ferris Bueller's Day Off has held up. That is one. Yeah. That's still one of the great movies.
Yeah, that one you can watch. Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, not so much.
Although
that's that's a horrible movie.
I like that he had a cameo in Guardians.
Yeah.
Was it Guardians or Guardians 2? I think it was Guardians 2.
I don't know, but his movie was bad, though.
It wasn't as bad as... Like, that and Ishtar were kind of the biggest busts of the 80s. And neither movie was awful, just neither one of them was very good. And they spent so much money on them. What are the odds the driver hit Joel was texting the show? That's a possibility.
Was he texting Palillo saying, please, I don't want Joel and Barry to come on, stay on the air all
Charlie
day.
Charlie wasn't here today.
So there was no Charlie today. There was no Joel today.
Yeah. Well, it's the time of year.
Good Lord.
There'll be no Lance tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Where are all these guys going?
Vacation.
We allow that?
Apparently. I think, yeah. I don't want to say anything, but I think you should have the number one show at the station before you're allowed to take vacation around here. Somebody asked me, a bunch of people asked about, did the Westworld finale change my thoughts on season two? Not really. I wasn't, the finale itself, I wasn't blown away by. I thought episodes 8 and 9 were fantastic, and I thought the last one was pretty good. So overall, the last 3 made it barely worth watching the first 7. So... Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that holds up.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah, every time I see, I can watch that. 832 says Mel Brooks comedy holds up. Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, History of the World Part 1, and Spaceballs all.
Spaceballs.
I don't know if all of them do.
What about Porky's? Does Porky's hold up?
Man, I have not seen Porky's. I can't tell you the last time I saw Porky's. That was, and I love that movie. I mean, we all did. That was your typical teenage guy movies. Yeah.
That's a way to see boobs when you were a kid. Like, at least for me.
Yeah, Mott says the jerk and Airplane can hold their own. Airplane can. I'm sorry. I don't share your guy's opinion on the jerk. Weird Science and Porky's, you mentioned also. Weird Science holds up.
What about Risky Business?
You know what? I never was that into Risky Business.
Okay.
Real Genius is another one that holds up.
Real Men of Genius?
No, just Real Genius. Val Kilmer, they're a bunch of scientist kids. They're messing with a laser. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I've seen Weird Science recently, and I still think that's hilarious.
What about Ghostbusters?
I think the women did a really nice job with it.
What about, like, The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, I'll watch that every couple of years.
Okay. That's all those John Hughes movies that were big in the 80s.
Yeah. That one is, like, the one that I liked back then and I think still holds up.
Coming to America?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, any of that stretch of Eddie Murphy right up until The Golden Child.
Like Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places. I mean, yeah. Any one of those I will watch, and they're still great.
Vacation?
Okay.
At the time or now?
At the time, I liked it. Now it's kind of getting a lot of Revenge of the Nerds. Too,
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice, yeah, it probably still holds up.
Yeah. I thought that was a good movie. That's another movie I liked a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah. A lot of people mentioning Revenge of the Nerds. That's still funny to me.
Not a comedy, but a movie from the 80s that I used to watch over and over and over was The Neverending Story.
Oh, yeah. That was the one with the dude had the Kajagoogoo hair, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a fantasy movie. I guess it was sci-fi. Look at me. I like the sci-fi movie.
There you go. That's a rarity. Oh, here's a good one for you from Risky Business. Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
That is still funny. That if you've never seen that, you need to watch that.
What about Uncle Buck? I loved Uncle Buck.
I like that one too. In fact, I watched that about 6 months ago again and I still laughed. So okay. Yeah, that one holds up.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Well, that's a classic.
That's a classic. Yeah.
Xavier says a movie that scared the living crap out of me as a kid was Salem's Lot.
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
That it was the bald guy.
That, Pet Sematary was scary to me, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah, I wasn't a kid for that. None of the... you know what? None
Sorry,
of the,
Fred.
None of the Stephen King movies scared me.
Not even The Shining?
Not really. I mean, a little bit. That one did. But for the most part, I'd read all the books first, and none of them were as good as the books. Now, The Shining was better than the book, even though you're Stephen King... He says no, but
he doesn't like that movie.
No, he doesn't like that movie at all. And I thought it was fantastic. They're making, they're going to make Dr. Sleep, which was the sequel to The Shining. They're turning that into a movie. I'll be curious to see what they do with that. Cause I really like the book, except for his constant preaching about his 12-step program.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just the whole thing. He's overcoming alcoholism. We get it. You know, it's, and I guess I'm assuming Stephen King went through that himself, and that's why it's such a big part of the book.
Yeah.
But if you take that out of it, the book was really good. Jesse mentioning Big. I never was down with a movie where a grown woman bangs a 12-year-old boy.
I mean, he just looked 12. He was grown.
No, mentally he was 12. Mentally he was 12. He looked grown.
Oh, yeah, that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a little bit of a problem with that. And her whole thing about...
She should have ID'd him.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. And less than zero, that was... Yeah, I was telling you, I was watching that Robert Downey Jr. thing. They were saying that was his real life back then when he made that movie. He was that wrecked. And James Spader in that. I didn't enjoy that movie as much, but I thought it was well done. It just wasn't one that I loved.
Oh, you know what movie I loved that now is so racist? The Toy.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that was...
It's still funny.
Oh, it made me laugh so hard. Yeah. And I love Richard Pryor so much. But now, like, when you think about what that movie was about, I mean, it's about a rich guy who buys a black man for his yeah. kid. And, oh, it was so brilliant. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it actually... It does hold up, though. Jackie Gleason did a lot of racist stuff back in the day. 713-780-ESPN.
Oh, what do you think? What do you think the Toy gets on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's got to get like 80%, man.
How about 10%?
Listen, Richard Pryor in that stretch, any movie he was in, I was going to watch.
It was brilliant.
He was a funny, funny man.
Yeah, that 10% is a slap in the face.
My buddy Nate, how about Fletch and Spies Like Us? Fletch still
Fletch
holds
is
up.
Funny, yeah.
Yeah, Fletch is an all-timer for me. Fletch lives good, not as good.
Chevy Chase went through a time where everything he was doing was gold.
Well, almost all these guys have that, right? And then all of a sudden they fall off the map.
Right.
He did a bunch of stuff there for a while. I got to tell you about Eros Medical Group. I was there today, as a matter of fact, finish off my program of regenerative medicine. And I have to say, my nethers are of a 25-year-old now. It's a big, beautiful baby. And I may be old. And listen, I didn't really know that I wasn't performing as well as I used to, because you get to an age, you think, okay, it's just getting old. Well, they set me up on this program, and boom, guess what? And I don't feel old anymore. I can tell you, it's made a huge difference. And so, guys, if you're having problems and you're not really sure what to do, just give them a call, because they're going to put you on a plan. It's going to make a difference. And if you're having a lot of problems, listen, man, I'm on demand now. I love on demand. Guess what? I'm on demand. That can be you. They've got all kinds of great plans that they can walk you through. And it's a fantastic program. Now they're helping me with some other things. Like, I'm working on weight loss and trying to get my energy up, and they're helping with that. There's all kinds of things they can do. Low T, hair loss, all of it, they can work with you. But they specialize in erectile dysfunction and their regenerative medicine. And, man, that program works great. Plus, I have to tell you, the guys there are fantastic. Shane and Sean and Dr. Ike, you know, Shane's been through it. Now I've been through it, and I can tell you the whole program is just fantastic. It is going to make a difference in your life. They got the man cave, where they got the TVs in there today. It's almost done. And they're going to be doing Thursday night poker nights there. How about that? Might even be some adult beverages. Give them a call today, 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. Guys, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, because, you know, we all have to deal with this as we get older. And some people have to deal with it when they're younger. They can fix it. They're going to have you back to where you were years ago. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Beavers, the laid-back eatery serving barbecued organic meats, inventive cocktails, and microbrew beers. The usual suspects gave away today's prize, so sorry, we are not the show. They gave it to Anthony since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Anthony, for being today's winner. Jackson, you lost. You did not doubt Dell.
Sorry, Jackson.
Sad. Sad.
More like Jax.
Yeah. he's not even paying attention. Somebody mentioned Caddyshack. Caddyshack's one of those classics that holds up just like Animal House. But here's a fair point from 832. Could Animal House be released today? The scene where he finds out she's only 13 and he had her boobs exposed earlier. Kind of feels iffy now. That would be a little iffy, yes.
The actress wasn't 13.
No, she wasn't, but...
Those were 18-year-old bosoms.
It's
okay.
Yeah, but it was not portrayed as such.
By then,
such.
It's too late. What are you going to do?
I would have listened to the little devil, probably.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, I wouldn't have.
What's the most wasted you've ever been?
Oh, that's... Let me think. That's hard to say, because, I've been pretty wasted.
Have you ever been so wasted that you called 911 and reported a fake farm fire? Or said you were drowning in a canoe in the river?
No, didn't do that.
Well, this guy in Australia did. In Australia, it's 999, not 911.
Well, that's easier if you're drunk.
Yeah, too. You would think.
I bet that gets butt dialed a lot, too, by accident.
Yeah. Donald Robertson
Call him Donnie.
Donnie, okay. He's 58 years old, and he's now in jail. He has twice... misused the 999 system, once saying he was trapped under a capsized canoe and the other time saying that there was a farm on fire. Both times the calls were traced and they were at his flat in Perth. When the cops arrived, they found him heavily intoxicated. So He's now locked up. I don't know for how long, but the stunt cost £2,352. Oh, wow. Pounds.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So not good.
I'm trying to think of the most wasted I've ever been. It was probably the first time I got really drunk because you develop a tolerance level.
Right.
But I do remember passing out one time in my backyard and on concrete while it was raining outside and being too messed up to get up. And so I just sat there and got rained on and threw up all over the place. At least the rain washed it away.
Yeah.
But how does Stripes with Bill Murray hold up? Yeah, Stripes is still funny. I'll watch that anytime it's on. Although I had a thing for PJ Souls back then. Never, ever Google PJ Souls now.
Oh, is it bad?
It will ruin the fantasy for you. I promise you. Trust me on this. And I know what you're going to do, because whenever I say, don't do this, it's like the shark pick, you guys do it, and then all of a sudden you're like, I should have listened. It's like, well, I know, I told you not to, but you have to do it. Just, you'll feel very bad about some of your youthful fantasies if you do that. Let me just leave it at that, okay? And Swan mentioned Weekend at Bernie's. Did we talk about that one?
No, but I saw Weekend at Bernie's a few years ago. It's not a good movie. Mm. So I'm going to say it did not hold up.
Yeah, it's so funny when you're kids. The things you think are funny when you're a kid versus now. But a lot of those I still enjoy. It's the ones where you tell your kids, hey, this movie was great.
You're going to love this.
You're going to love this. And then they're just kind of looking at you like,
well, I told my kids they're going to love Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and I was right. They loved it.
Good call. So it's like now I try to watch modern stuff with them so that I don't get the, Dad, why do you think this is funny? This sucks. Because you will get that from your kids.
Yeah.
At some point. And you're like, no, this is a great movie. I'm glad they like Pee-wee because that might have, that means they at least have a good sense of humor for their age. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're down to one segment, aren't we? Wow.
I've been informed that not only is it Lone Survivor Day anniversary, it's not only the anniversary of Craig Biggio's 3,000th hit, but now I'm being told it is the 20th anniversary of the greatest wrestling match in WWE history. John, do you know what match that is?
Undertaker versus Mankind, Hell in the Cell.
Is that the greatest match ever?
Probably, just because Mankind got thrown off the cell. And then,
like, through a table, right?
Yeah, and then thrown through the cell on top again, and then tombstoned on top of a bunch of thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks?
Yeah.
Why were there thumbtacks?
It was like a no-holds-barred kind of match.
So one of the guys brought thumbtacks?
Yeah. And there was, a baseball bat covered in barbed wire. They were using that, too.
Yeah, but that's not real. They're not really hitting each other with a barbed wire-covered baseball bat.
I think they are. You don't remember this? This is when you used to watch wrestling?
It sounds familiar. Like him getting thrown off the top of that big giant cage onto a table. Yeah. But I don't remember it very well.
And then he fell through the cage on top to the ring, and then all that happened.
So, based on today's date, 20 years ago today, I was in basic training. So, it wasn't one of the events that I got to watch live. So, which means that the pay-per-view before that was probably the last time I paid money to watch wrestling. So...
20 years ago today, my son was like 2 weeks away from being born, and I just remember his mother, the air conditioning was out, and it was 100 degrees, and his mother was not happy.
Oh, I bet not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that I would be retired if I'd stayed in the Army.
Hmm.
I would have done my 20 years, and I'd be, I'd be living on your dime.
Yeah, but think about all the conflicts you would have been involved in those 20 years.
Oh, yeah, big deal.
Yeah, but...
No, I think I made the right choice. I think it worked out for me.
Yeah, you seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
I've been making 35 grand a year or something, whatever. I don't know what you make in 20 years.
But then you could have gone to my computer career.
Maybe so. Like Duran, who was a kitchen cook this time last year, and he was tired of it. He wanted to change his life for the better, so... Started his IT career, making 50% more money. Started it last month, doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No experience or training with computers? No problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, too. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, before we get to our segment here, I need to tell you about Lightstream. And if you want to know an easy way to save some money, lower the interest rate on your credit card debt, all you need is a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. And guys, I don't know what your credit card bill is, but if you've got solid credit, Lightstream's going to reward you with a great interest rate and no fees. How about that? We all hate fees, right? Get that interest rate down. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. You can get loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And you can choose your funding date as soon as today. And the cool thing is, man, it's easy. You can get online. And if you've got good credit, man, they're going to I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but 5.89%, they're certainly going to beat that. And you get it all in one place. Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Start saving money on your bills today. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information. All right. I kind of feel like the whole show has been Hoffman on Hollywood.
We've talked a lot of movies and television today, and you know, now we'll do Hoffman on Hollywood. Trent Reznor accusing Kanye West and The Weeknd of stealing from him.
Okay.
Stealing his show, his live show.
Does he want to bleep them like an animal?
No.
No.
He said that the hip-hop superstars ripped off the Nine Inch Nails live show. He said, I remember us watching a string of bands on Coachella from the comfort of our couch, and every band has a video playing behind them, and every band is synced up with a convenient, polite lighting package. And, you know, and I saw Kanye West blatantly rip off and The Weeknd rip off our tours production-wise, which I'll say without any hesitation, and they'd know it. So Nine Inch Nails and West have worked with production designer Martin Phillips in the past, who has also worked with Trent Reznor. So, and he says that they've always called The Weeknd's aesthetic the Nine Inch Nails of R&B, which doesn't make Trent Reznor happy. He doesn't want to be associated with that.
Nah, but he's a little bit of a weird.
He's a lot of a weird.
Yeah.
Top Gun 2. We were just talking about Top Gun.
It's
Top Gun 2 is going to happen.
Fabulous.
Where would you think that they're doing testing and auditioning for Top Gun 2?
You mean for the actors or for the...
Yeah, for actors.
I would assume they're going to do a lot of filming in San Diego, so I guess they would do it there near Miramar.
How about Clearwater, Florida at the Scientology headquarters?
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, apparently all of the auditions are being held at the headquarters for Scientology.
The alien god wants me to get the job. That's why you should hire me.
Yep, and Cruise is, of course, he lives there and is, of course, preparing to go on a press tour for Mission Impossible Fallout. A number of casting reports named Nicholas Hoult, Glenn Powell, and Miles Teller as front runners for the big role of Maverick's, I guess it's the son of Goose.
Ah.
So Goose is the, I don't know if Goose is going to be in the movie, but his son is set to be the star.
Goose is very dead, as you recall.
Oh, yeah. I guess he is.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to be in the movie.
Yeah, so his son is going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
What was the movie that Natalie Portman was bald in that made you fall in love with her?
V for Vendetta.
Well, she says she would totally be up for a sequel to V for Vendetta.
I love that movie. That's one of my all-time favorites.
She says she would like to do it. If she asked, what of all her movies would you like to make a sequel to? V for Vendetta tops the list. Drawing the last of the show, I want to play this audio. Beavis and Butthead haven't been around for 7 years, but Portugal the Man brought them out of hiding. So, Fred, let's just wrap up the show, and we'll hear Beavis and Butthead discuss Portugal the Man on the way out.
All right. Stay sportsy.
Portugal. The man. Whoa! Is that a crime scene? This whole video is a crime scene. Look at his mustache.
What a dork. When you have complicated facial hair like that, I think it means you have, like, problems.
She's misunderstood.
Yeah, sucks. Whoa, fire! Yeah, fire! Fire!
Whoa.
Fire! Fire!
Shut up, Beavis.
Huh? What?
I just figured something out. He's not misunderstood. It is us who have misunderstood. This does suck. But this sucks so hard that it sucked a hole through the dimensional wall into awesomeness. When you compress this much crap under the force of this much pretension, you create a beautiful diamond. This is the greatest band that has ever walked the earth. But they do not walk the earth. They float above it, for they are as gods. They are better than the Beatles, better than the Rolling Stones, better than Silverchair, almost as good as Pantera.